This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Mr. Paul Rasmussen. And as you can imagine, there's going to be a lot of focus locally on what Sarah Inamorato has to say about the budget. Speculation yesterday, it started with our own Barney Griffin about a tax increase. Sarah, if you don't know, is the Allegheny County executive now heading into the 10th month that she's been on the job. So we'll keep you posted on that and what will it mean from a practical standpoint if you're a property owner in particular in Allegheny County.
About 46%, Marty says, increase on the millage and the outgo of the property tax assessments themselves, I guess it'd be.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's a big increase.
With that subject, Robin Taylor is a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, who deals with commercial real estate, too, and with homeowners. And Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So as a real estate person, how does this story impact you, do you believe, for the future?
Well, first of all, I haven't seen the actual proposal, so I don't know what the numbers are. But what I can say is that the county portion of your taxes is very small. The largest portion of your taxes comes from the school district. So the millage rate for Allegheny County for the county taxes is 4.73. Compare that to many school districts where the millage rate is 20%. That's a small percentage. Now, nobody likes to see taxes go up. I don't like to see them to go up. Nobody does. But if it's a small increase, I think that most people won't really feel it that much.
Well, that's encouraging. It's surprising because we hear so often when you hear of a tax increase, the real impact. But the impact on property taxes isn't so much what you pay the county, it's how the school districts use that.
That's correct. So the largest portion of your taxes comes from the schools. And that bill is usually paid in July or August. And that is by far the largest portion. So if we're only talking about the county tax going up, then that's not a big portion of your bill. And quite honestly, most people probably won't even feel it unless it's a large increase. If the school district they live in raises the taxes, they're going to feel it.
So basically, what is the state of our real estate market here in Pittsburgh?
Well, it is a little slower than it was right after the pandemic. Interest rates, as you know, over the past 2 years have risen quite a bit. We were at historically low interest rates when they were around 3%. And then a year or two ago, they were up around 8%. That put a hold on a lot of buyers and sellers because it made affordability an issue. And we've also had many people who could potentially be sellers that have this rate lock effect where 80% of homeowners have an interest rate on their mortgage that is below 5%. So they maybe have a 3% mortgage and they're looking at, okay, well, I want to move, but my interest rate on my new home would go up to 7 or 8%. I'm not going to move until these interest rates go down. And so the good thing is that the Fed just lowered a key interest rate. We've seen that in mortgage rates coming down, where the average mortgage rate is about 6% right now. And so that is really encouraging to all of us who are realtors, because I think what will happen is that we will start seeing more inventory. The buyers are out there. There are lots and lots of buyers out there who want to buy homes. But we need sellers to get off the fence and actually put their homes on the market. And we think as interest rates come down, we're going to start seeing more of that. And it's not necessarily going to make homes more affordable, but we will be able to find homes, especially for young families that are really starting out and that have had a hard time in this market.
Quick question for anyone that's purchased fairly recently, even in that 6 to 7 point, even 7 point plus range, what is typically the measure to get a refi, you know, to lower your interest rate? Is it 1%? Is it 1.5%, 2%?
I would not do a refi unless it was at least 1%. Now, obviously, if you could do something at 2%, then it makes it worthwhile. So let's say you're at 7.5% and you could get something at 6%. Well, that would be great. I mean, that would make sense. Because there are costs involved in refining right. the loan. And it's often, I'm just throwing out a number because it depends upon it depends on a lot of things. But let's just say it costs $5,000 to refinance. You don't want to do that unless you're making it worthwhile.
Gotcha. And with the Fed, it looks like trending to continue to lower rates. That will help in the future, too. So, great information. Appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, and we'll see what happens with the Allegheny County budget.
Absolutely. We'll keep our fingers crossed that taxes don't go up much.
Robin Taylor, real estate expert with Coldwell Banker on the Big K Morning Show.